Right now, we're going to talk to a young man who will be looking forward to draft day enormously, I would have thought. He had a massive AFL Under 18 National Championship. Wisp Champion Data do their rankings. He was ranked only behind the universal pick for number one in Matthew Rowe. So that, to me, says that he's had a fantastic Under 18 carnival and he's ready to be drafted. He joins us on the line. G'day, Caleb.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
Great to talk to you. We've talked to a number of your contemporaries over the past week or so, and the first question's always the same. How much are you looking forward to draft day?
Yeah, very much so. I think growing up, a lot of us are all the same. We're all just kind of wanting to get drafted from a young age, and I think for it to only be a couple of weeks away and actually be a reality now that could happen, it's very exciting. But I think for me, I've been able to focus on exams the last couple of weeks, but now that kind of exams are nearly done, I've got my last one tomorrow. Got a few weeks to kind of sit and just think about it a bit, but yeah, very excited.
You're prepared to travel. You're a Gippsland boy, Warragul. Did you go on board at Geelong Grammar?
Yes, yeah, been boarding the last 2 years, so love that for the last 2 years and really enjoyed that kind of aspect, and I think it's kind of helped me develop as a person and off field in a lot of areas. So yeah, very happy to move if that's the case.
And I would imagine you've looked at the draft. I mean, it would only be natural to look at it, and you wander through, and you'd have your own assessments of where players might go. Have you sort of worked out what range or where you might be heading?
Not particularly. I think you have a look at it. It's pretty natural, but especially with the trade period and stuff like that. So I think for me, there's a fair group of us that are all pretty close together, so it's kind of hard to pick and choose where you reckon you might go, but and there's so much can change on draft night as well. So I think for me, it's not trying to stress too much over it because you could really drive yourself crazy. So it's just kind of, I guess, go off the flow and see what happens.
Hey, Caleb, you're going to have to step straight into training. What sort of shape are you in at the moment?
Yeah, not too bad. I think it was good for us. We had a couple of weeks off after Combine, so I think because Combine finishes so late in the year, it was good to have a couple of weeks off, but the last couple of weeks we've got back into training and we've got a program to follow. So I think all the boys are cracking back in now and looking forward to getting into training when we get to the club.
Hey, Caleb, I'm just reading a description of you. You are a combination of Isaac Heaney, Robbie Gray and Toby Green. That's highly complimentary.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it? I don't know about that, but if I can be half to play any of those guys are, I'll be doing all right. But, there's some good players there, but I don't know about that.
Which of those three would you most like to be likened to?
I think for me, I love watching Robbie Gray go about it. His ability to kind of be so dangerous up forward as well as through the midfield. I think that's something I try and emulate a little bit. So, he's a great player. So, try and watch a bit of him the last couple of years, which has been good. And, yeah, he's a ripper.
How many clubs have you spoken to or have spoken to you?
I think I've had 15 or 16. I think there's only a couple that I haven't spoken to. But I think out of the ones that I haven't spoken to, I think I spoke to them at the speed dating stuff, whether it be through the country or the AFL Academy. So, you kind of get to meet them all and have a chat to them all at some stage or another.
Any of the coaches stick in your mind? We spoke to one of the boys earlier. He said that Johnny Longmire and Reece Shaw, I think, were the two that made the biggest impression on him. Were any had the similar impact on yourself?
Yeah, John Longmire was awesome with the Swans at the Combine. He was kind of quite involved in the interview, and then Reece Shaw as well. He was involved, but also Simon Goodwin at Melbourne Footy Club and David Teague at Carlton. They were both quite involved, and David Teague for me was probably one that made the greatest impression. He was quite calm and collected, but also pretty wise with what he was saying. So probably Teague, I reckon.
Hey Caleb, have you got a thought about where you might end up and which state you may end up in?
It's a tough one because you look through and there's kind of, it's a bit of a variety. There's a few different states in there. So for me, it's just kind of, I guess, like I said before, not trying to dwell on it too much because you could probably drive yourself crazy. So I think for me, I'm open to moving, whether that be the case. And I think I'm going to have to move either way, whether it's to Melbourne or interstate. So I'm really open-minded and just looking forward to kind of I guess, the night coming around, and then getting stuck into training after that.
Well, you're a country boy, and there's a theory going around in AFL circles that the country boys are more inclined to be able to slot into a position at a interstate club more easily than maybe some of the city boys. Do you share that view or not?
I don't know if it's a view that it's just the country boys are better at moving a state than the metro, but I think the fact of the country boys have to move away, whether they go to Melbourne or interstate. So it's almost if they can still live at home if we get drafted to Melbourne anyway. So we don't really have that option. So it's kind of us. We kind of knew that we have to move away anyway. And I think for me personally, like we spoke about with Grandma earlier, I'm boarding as well. So I think the last 2 years I haven't really lived at home. So I'm kind of experienced to that and know what that's like. So I don't think it'll be a big kind of issue for me.
Hey, you're participating in Movember with Hemisphere Management Group trying to raise some funds. How's it coming along?
Yeah, personally, no, not good. But I'm absolutely wrapped to be a part of it, though. When Dave Trotter and the Hemisphere boys kind of approached a few of us about it and asked whether we'd be keen, I think we all jumped at the opportunity because, as you all know, anyone can be affected by mental health and anyone of any age. And I think it's about raising awareness, and there's okay to talk. There's strategies in place for people if they are struggling. So it's about raising awareness just as much as raising money. So all the boys are really keen to get on board, and looking forward to see some of the mustaches by the end of November. But it's good cause.
Good lad. Hey, well spoken. We look forward to seeing where you land. There's no question you're going to go pretty early in the draft. I think the club's going to be very happy when they can get their hands on you. So thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.